Ackman, and I'd like to welcome you all to Visible by Numbers. Today's discussion is going to be talking about what information you can find in your numerology chart and in a numerology reading. But before we get to that, I just want to talk a little moment about call-in readings. If you would like a reading today, you can call the toll-free number of 1-877-876-5227, and I do welcome your calls. Now, it is impossible for me to do a full numerology reading for anyone because it takes almost an hour just to get through a numerology reading. But if you do call in today, if you provide me with your date of birth, I can give you a little bit of insight into your numerology. We can discuss things like your life path number, your birthday number, discuss a little bit about your challenges and pentacles, and even talk about the personal year that you're in and what energy that brings to you. So again, that number is 1-877-876-5227, and I'm going to be taking calls in about 15-20 minutes. Now, I also want to mention that I have been receiving some numerology questions by email from some of our listeners, and I wanted to let you know that if you have some questions, you're more than welcome to email me with them, and I will give you an answer on air the following week. If I cannot get to your question on the air, I will personally email you with a response. So if you do have a question, please feel free to email me. My email address is alynch@ptd.net. You can get my email from my website as well, which is www.visiblebynumbers.com. Okay, what is your numerology chart? Well, you might as well just call it your instruction manual for your life. There is just so much information there. You know, I've often, you know, kind of thought that, you know, when you have a baby in a nursery and they're in the layout when they're just born, they really ought to have the numerology chart attached to the layout and send the child home with the numerology. I mean, I think life would be just so much easier if we all had access to this information from the very start of our lives. It is just amazing the amount of information and how incredibly accurate it is that would give us guidance during our lives. So many people come up to me and they tell me, well, I'm a 9 life path, or whatever life path number they happen to be. Like that's the, you know, it's the final definitive analysis of who they are. And I just want to tell you that nothing is further from the truth. You're so much more than one number. And if you only know one of your numbers, you haven't even begun to touch the amount of information that can be found in a numerology chart. A numerology chart is like a tapestry, to me, anyhow. It's a tapestry that's woven piece by piece, layer by layer, until you can finally see the full picture of that person. It tells us a story about who you are and what you came to do. It identifies your talents and your potential, and it lets you know in which direction you can achieve the greatest successes. It also talks about your lessons and challenges found along the way. But I also want you to think about your numerology chart in this way. It represents the free will choice of your soul prior to coming in this lifetime and what your soul has set about to achieve. In the chart is written in the numbers, experiences along the way to be a catalyst for your soul's growth. I think that the experience of many lifetimes has taught the soul much about reaching their goals. Sometimes it's really evident to me when I look at a chart that particular soul wrote an airtight contract and there's no escaping the lesson to be learned. And believe it or not, this is shown in the numbers, our lessons, what we're trying to achieve. You have to understand the concept. In order to understand the concept of the soul, this is where we have to separate our ego, the part of ourselves which most often does not consider life on a soul level, but rather has a more material and earthly view. Our ego might judge life by what it perceives to be success, which can be love, money, career, and even fame. Our souls judge success by such things as possibly overcoming fear, overcoming lack of self-worth, overcoming our insecurities, learning what discipline is, understanding love, feeling compassion, and things like that. So you see, I want you to look at your numerology chart for what it is, really. I think that it's your soul's written plan for your soul growth in this lifetime, and it perhaps can even be compared to the Akashic record in the sense that it is a record of your soul's experiences in this lifetime. So this is how I want you to look at your numerology. Now, when we actually take a look at the numbers that come up from the calculations, we have certain numbers for names for certain numbers. And just to give you a little example of what information is there, if we look at your life path number that's derived from your date of birth, this talks about the talents and abilities that you have that you're naturally born with. These are things that you do not have to work at. These are your gifts. This is your potential. It also, in some ways, outlines experiences that will be coming along for you in your lifetime. For example, if you are a 2, which would make you a peacemaker, in your lifetime, there will be plenty of opportunities for you to use the energy, the diplomacy, the desire for harmony, the ability to read people. There'll be many opportunities in your lifetime to use that 2 energy. So when we look at the life path, we know that there's many, many experiences related to that number. You might take the example of a 6 life path. This is a person who has a very nurturing, loving, kind, compassionate sort of energy, and their major concern is around home, hearth, and family. And if we look at a 6 life path, we might be looking at someone whose experiences in their life will be directly centered around the family. Perhaps they come from a big family, and there's a lot of family interaction, and there's a lot of love of family, and chances are if they probably will have a family with children. If not, they would probably work with children in some capacity in their life. So this is the sort of indication that comes in with the life path. It's not only what your natural born talents are, but also there's a little insight into experiences that will be coming your way in your life. When we look at your birthday number, now we're looking at more talents and abilities. So it's really kind of good for you to know your numerology, to know what you're good at. The birthday number in some way is related to the life path. So for whatever reasons, the soul brought the number, the energy of the number of the birthday, kind of like tools in a tool shed. It needed these qualities to help them out with the life path number. So in the birthday, you again, the information there is all about your talents and your abilities. The expression number comes from the letters in your name, and that is telling you what your soul came to do, kind of like the new experience. This is something that, this is more or less the destiny of your life. Or
what? We have a caller?
Oh, sure.
Put him on. It'll take about 10 seconds.
Okay, thank you. I'm not sure if the caller's there. Caller there?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hello, how are you?
I am fine. And who is this?
My name is Dorothy.
Hi, Dorothy.
Hi.
Would you like to give me your date of birth?
Yes, it's 3/28/1951.
Okay. If you'll just give me a minute, and I'll see what I can come up with.
This is
you
Alice?
Said 3/28/1951, yes?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So am I talking to Allison directly?
Yes, you are.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yes, you're talking to me directly. Okay. Just hold on, and we'll see what we come up with here. Now, I can't give you a full numerology reading, but I can give you a little bit of insight into some of the numbers in your chart, okay?
Okay. Sure.
And it's not the full picture, but it is part of the picture.
Okay.
So, right off the bat, what we have here is your life path number, which is a master 11. Are you aware? Do you know your numerology? Are you aware of it?
A little bit.
Okay.
Not a whole lot.
Not a whole lot. Okay. Well, your life path is an 11, which is a master number.
Mm-hmm.
And this number represents a connection to the spiritual realm. And when I say to you that it's like, if you were to look at your computer hookups, like some people have to dial up and
mm-hmm.
some people are on cable where they're hooked up 24/7. When you have an 11 in your chart, this means you're hooked up to the spiritual realm 24/7. And so your life is really, you're getting a lot of spiritual insight throughout your life. And this is a life path number, so this is throughout your life. And yeah. I would wager to say that there have been many, many unexplained instances in your life, phenomenon, things that have happened. You have a knowing about things. I mean, this is the number of the psychic. And
right.
you have the ability mm-hmm. to actually connect to the spiritual realm in a very real way.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had experiences with this, Dorothy?
I believe that I'm highly intuitive.
Highly psychic.
So
yeah.
When you say that I have a clear knowing, there are times that, yes, I can say, I don't know how I know it, but I know it.
You just know. That's clairsentience.
Mm-hmm.
And you very much are clear feeling, because this number is about being an empath. You feel the environment around you. You feel people. So you know when you meet someone almost immediately whether you like them or you don't like them, and basically what you're doing is reading their energy. And you actually read the energy. Like if you walk into a building, sometimes you get a negative feeling about the building. Has that happened to you?
Yes, it has.
Exactly. You are actually reading energy all the time by virtue of this number.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is also, you know, besides the fact that you're clearly psychic, you are a messenger of some sort. From there's something about your life where you're here in a real way to deliver a message that in some way helps out humanity. I don't know if you've ever felt that there was something different about you or felt as though you were being used in some way to help people, but this is what the 11 is about. It's about being a messenger. And a lot of your journey is about learning your own spiritual philosophy. You know, the early part of your life, you're just struggling, trying to find a philosophy that feeds your soul, that makes sense to you, having to do with your faith. And you actually inspire people by what you've learned throughout your life. You also need a great deal of harmony and peace and that sort of energy around you. You know, have you noticed that you really need that, you know, no conflicts, you just need that peace and quiet?
Most definitely.
Right. You're a very sensitive individual. Sometimes people with 11s, you know, they're such a delicate sort of an energy. You actually run at a higher vibration than most people. And as such, you know, you might have difficulty with medicines, you might have little strange allergies, or your body doesn't necessarily react the way everybody else's body reacts. But part of that is due to the fact that you're very, very sensitive, and you really need to build, you know, a beautiful, peaceful, harmonious place for you in order for you to recharge your batteries, because you really are absorbing energy all the time. You love beauty. You have the mind of a poet, for sure. You like to bring beauty into your life, but in some fashion you are here as a messenger. Now, your birthday number tells me that you are strong of individual, probably pretty good with business, because it's a business number as well. But it says that you're an individual, that you despite the fact that you are very sensitive to other people, you might hold your ground a little bit about who you are and maybe not give away pieces of yourself in order to, you know, you would maybe try to argue once in a while to get your point across. You really understand very clearly how you feel about things. Would that be safe to say?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard for somebody to convince you. You know, you've got your opinions and you've made up your mind and you make your own mind up about things. You don't let other people persuade you. Would that be safe to say?
Yeah.
Good.
True.
All right. But you're very much an individual, and this is good because you'll need that with that two energy, because the 11 is also the energy of the 2, and quite often, because you feel other people's energy, you might run from conflict or not want to press the point, so to speak, but this one kind of helps you to hold on to your identity. I can see in your challenges, you were much more sensitive early on in life, I would think maybe even a little bit on the shy side, or much more sensitive, oversensitive early.
Right.
I think your main challenge in life is a 4. Do you know what that does? That make, do you know what your challenges are? Does
no.
anyone ever discuss them with you?
No.
Okay. Well, the 4. Whenever you have a challenge, you have to look at the number and what does it mean, and then you've got to realize that this person has difficulty with the number. So the
okay.
4 represents a very balanced 4. It's a very practical, down to earth, very methodical, very disciplined, very organized energy. It's kind of a very serious grown-up sort, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's very responsible. It gets the job done. Likes security, very much. Likes to build a very secure foundation for their lives. So when we look at the fact that your overall challenge, and it is the challenge that you're currently in at this time in your life, you know, you have to, you're not balanced with this energy. Perhaps you are a little bit scatterbrained. Maybe you're not disciplined. Maybe you have a hard time focusing and getting things done. That could be one aspect that you might be able to relate to with this challenge. The other thing could be that you hold on to traditional things too much, that maybe you make too much work. You're too serious. You work too hard. You don't play enough. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I think I hold on to things too long.
Okay. You don't like change.
Right.
Okay. So you kind of like routine, and you and so you've got to understand this about yourself. Like, you're the one that's saying, this is how I relate to this four. You've got to understand with yourself, you've got to not limit yourself, not place rules and regulations around yourself that prevents you from having more life experiences, getting out there and living life. Don't hold on to things too long. Be once in a while, take a risk. Once in a while, take a chance. You understand?
Right. Yes,
okay.
I do.
And I can tell you, your personal year this year is a 3.
Mm-hmm.
So with it being a 3 personal year, I mean, this would be a good year to start getting in touch with your inner child, first of all.
Okay.
You know, try to do things more playful, less serious. Do more things for you. Try being creative, gardening or even music with music. But try to be more creative and more playful. Put yourself in among your friends, because you are a very friendly person. You're a safe port in the storm. People, you know, realize that you can be a real good listener and the type of person that would make a good friend. This is a time to really enjoy things this year. If you're too serious, this is a good year to start on lightening up a little and having more fun and playing, okay. Getting in touch with that inner child. Is that helpful?
Yeah, very helpful. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, Dorothy.
Oh, thank you so much. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Now, I've got to just track to where the heck I was before Dorothy called. Just give me a second. Sometimes when you're reading, you're in one place, and when you're doing a radio show, you're in an entirely different place. I remember what I was doing. Thank you. Got a little hint there. I was going over the different numbers in your chart and trying to explain to you what information you can find there. And I believe that I was on the expression number, which is what you came to do. This is a new experience, something important for your soul, a new experience. And, you know, I kind of like to try to explain that to my clients. It's like if you had a trip to Disney World and you were trying to ride just one ride, there was just one ride there that was going to be a new experience for you, this would be your expression number. This is the ride you're riding. And this is the new thing. And during your life, there will be many, many experiences that come to you to help you to express the energy of this number. So, for instance, if this number was a 6, you would find that there's many, many experiences involving family and children and duty and responsibility to others and love and nurturing and friendship. This would be part of your expression. This would be part of what you're expressing in your life. If your expression was a 7, you would be more of a intellectual type that would read a lot of books and be drawn to the metaphysical. You may have many, many experiences that come your way that would put you in touch with people with spiritual philosophy. And this might be part of your experience and part of what you're learning on how to find a faith and how to explore yourself and how to use your mind. And this is part of the expression of a 7. So it's what you come to do. It's your new experience. Your heart's desire also comes from your name, but this is just coming from the vowels in your name. And this is the inner you. And quite often this isn't an obvious trait in a person, but it is the underlying motivation for the things that they do, and possibly it motivates their choices in life. And the heart's desire, as I said, comes from the vowels. The personality number tells you how other people perceive you. So that comes from the consonants in your name. And you may not always, you know, identify with your personality number, but you have to understand this is what you're giving out. It's your outer shell. It's not necessarily all of you, but it's what you're projecting out there to the world and to people that meet you and before they get to know you on an intimate basis. That's your personality number. Your maturity number is another number that's found in numerology, and this one is really an important number because somewhere in midlife, when you get older and after you've had all your experiences and after your soul's gone through so much, you start to vibrate to a different energy. And this does give some indications as to where you're going later on in life. Let's say if you're reading a chart for someone quite young, this does shed a little light on what their future is. The karmic lessons, and this can be called many things besides karmic lessons, but these are numbers that are not found in your name. And when a number isn't found in your name, it just means that's a little something that you have agreed, that your soul has agreed and said, I'm going to work on that. And so whatever numbers you're missing in your name, you're going to find that you're going to be working on that lesson. So, for example, if you had, let's say, a four karmic lesson in your name, you're going to be learning the balance of the four. And you could have problems, like I said, with Dorothy, what her challenge was, you know, possibly not being able to discipline themselves or being over-disciplined and over-structured. This would be an indication that you're working on that. The hidden passion is the number that you have most of in your name. And some people have one, some people have two, and I've seen some people have five hidden passions. And this is just an extra talent that you brought. It's an extra energy that you're working with. Sometimes we bring extra three because we want a little bit more joy in our life or more creativity. And so our soul gives us a name that puts a lot of threes in our names so that we are a much more cheerful person and better easy to roll with the punches of life and have an optimistic outlook. You know, sometimes when you're looking at the chart as a whole, you can understand why the hidden passion is there, why they brought this particular energy to help them out. The rational thought is another number that's in your numerology chart that tells you how you think. We all have almost a way that we approach life with our thinking. Some of it's methodical, some of it's very inventive. And this number sheds a lot of light on the manner, the way in which we think. Challenges are another number that's in your numerology chart, and your challenge number is derived from your date of birth, and these are very significant. Now, sometimes people can have all the same challenge numbers. Sometimes they can have four different challenge numbers. It's interesting to me to see the variety of challenge numbers in the way that they come in a chart. But these are specifically timed for certain times in your life. You're going to be under the influence of this challenge number. So it's directly related to your life path, to your pinnacles. And at certain times in your life, you are dealing with trying to get this number into balance. So if, for instance, your first challenge is a three, we know that early on in life you have a hard time expressing yourself. You have a hard time as I said, you know, being playful and letting the inner child out and just feeling and expressing and creating. And so an early challenge of three would say as a child, this is something that you would have a problem with. And each challenge comes to a certain time, so you could have four different ones or one in the same. And I think when a person has all the same challenges, all the same numbers in their chart, you know, this is a very significant challenge that this soul is working on. Some people have zero challenges as well, and this is usually an indication of an old soul. And there's been many explanations for what a zero challenge is, but I personally think that that's kind of like where the soul says, well, you know what, when I get there, I'll decide what challenge I want. It's kind of like holding off and waiting to be in the moment to decide just what exactly they want to learn. It's like they're not committing to it, and it's something they hold off for a later time. No. Another number that's found in the numerology chart is the pinnacles. And the pinnacles take the life path and you divide it into four specific periods in your life. The first and the last pinnacle are especially long, and the two in the middle are 9 years each. Now, during the timing of your pinnacle, certain experiences will come to you having to do with the energy of the pinnacle. And this is also a really good place to look to see how to make best use of your talents and abilities, because certainly doing a certain type of work during a certain type of pinnacle will be much more beneficial for you than working against the flow of the energy. So this is an important number to pay attention to in your chart. It gives you a really good indication of where you can achieve success and where to, you know, take all your potential and put it to work. But the Pentacles also, as I said, discuss experiences. So, you know, if I was to take a few examples, taking a one pentacle, perhaps. During a one pentacle, you have many new opportunities that come for you, and you probably will have opportunities to lead for leadership, to lead in a big way, you know, possibly starting your own company or running a company. But you also are learning about what your strengths are, because in a one pentacle, you're asked to do a lot of things on your own without the support of others. It's kind of like standing on your own two feet, being independent. And so you have to learn what you're worth, what you're capable of doing, what your strengths are. And it's a really wonderful pinnacle for achievement, you know, in a career, to have a one pinnacle somewhere in your chart. But it's also a difficult pinnacle because you somewhat face it on your own. Another pinnacle, that just to give you an example of what it might mean, is a four pinnacle. If you're in a four pinnacle, there's a lot of limitation that's around you. And during this time in your life, you might feel frustration because you have to work hard to get the things that you are working for, whereas other people seem to fly by you and they seem to be getting ahead so much faster than you. There may be times in this pinnacle where you really feel like, you know, it's all work and no play. But this is a time that's teaching you a certain amount of discipline in your life. It's teaching you that a hard day's work, you know, what there is to gain at the end of the day. And usually in a four pinnacle, a person generally is building a very solid foundation for their life and for their future. And it's everyone needs four energy in order to discipline themselves to achieve something. If you can't discipline, it doesn't matter how talented you are, you have to know how to direct those talents. And four pinnacles are very good for learning discipline. So that gives you a little indication of what is in the pinnacles. The cycles are dividing your life path into three different sections, and these numbers also give us a little, a numerologist anyhow, gives you an indication of what to expect during this soul's lifetime, certain experiences coming their way. Essence numbers are derived from the name, and the essence numbers is a very personal inward thing. It happens from birthday to birthday. You may not realize it, but every birthday to birthday, you're getting different energy. Sometimes they repeat themselves, sometimes they don't, but you get different energy to work with. And there may be times when you're feeling quite independent, and there's other times when you're, you know, bogged down with work, and there's other times when your career is going really, really great. And this can be shown in your pinnacles and your essences. You know, there's a reason why all this has happened. Everything is timed in your numerology chart. And the essences is an indication of what's going on with you from birthday to birthday. Personal years is another great place to see energy that flows into your life that creates opportunities for souls. Because every year you get different energy. It doesn't matter what the numbers are in the core numbers of who you are, but every personal year we all work through 1 through 9. So we all, you know, have a one personal year. The following year we have a 2 and a 3 and a 4, and that progresses through until 9 years. And during that year, every year, the energy of that number comes to you and gives you an opportunity to do things. So the personal year is, you know, if somebody was, let's say, to call me and say, you know, I need to know what's going on with me right now. I need to know, you know, how this might work for my business. I would definitely pay attention to the personal years, to the essences, to the pinnacles, and also the challenges. I would want to know what energy this person is working with in their life at that very moment, so that I can better assess what opportunities they might have. Now, that isn't all the numbers in the chart, but as you can see, I could go on and on and on and on. There's just a ton of information there. And it does a big disservice when people say, I only have, you know, I have one number, it's a 9 life path. It's a disservice to numerology because it's a wealth of information. Information that tells you everything from your talents, your potential, the flow of energy that comes into your life that creates experiences for you. It's all there. It's all there for you. And that's why numerology is the instruction manual for your life. Okay. Now, I want to talk a little bit about accuracy. And I'd like to remind those of you that are listening or have just joined us, I am taking call-in readings. I can't do a full numerology, but I can look at the energy that I can find from your date of birth, things like life path and birthday and your personal year. If you want to call in and get an on-air reading, the number to call is 1-877-876-5227. That number again is 1-877-876-5227, and I welcome your call, so give me a call. Now, I'm going to move to talk about the accuracy and the insight that is gained from having numerology done. It's extraordinarily accurate. It's really amazing. I've never done a chart for someone that didn't sit afterwards in total amazement that I could get that much information from their numbers. And there's so many people that, you know, they really wish that they had had their numerology done many, many years ago, because there's so much direction and guidance that can be found in a numerology reading. But it's extraordinarily accurate. I mean, there is ways in numerology to actually depict certain years in your life where certain events have happened. It's that accurate. There's a lot of healing that comes from knowing your numerology as well. I think that you awaken to your potential. Just being able to identify what your talents and abilities are, perhaps things that you kind of felt that you knew you could do that but never really explored it or gave it time or effort. You know, knowing that if I was to say to someone that had writing ability, you know, extraordinary amount of ability with writing, people with nines and fives and threes, you know, if I was to say that to them, that might give them the push in the right direction to perhaps sit down and actually write a book. I think when you are awakened to what your potential is and what your talents are, you can make better use out of your life. Another thing that numerology does so well is to teach self-acceptance and self-love. You know, we all look at each other and we might see someone who's, you know, particularly charismatic and charming, and we might chastise ourselves or look at ourselves and say, gee, I wish I could be like that. Or we might see someone else who's particularly gifted, you know, with computers or whatever the circumstances might be, and we wonder why am I not like that. Once you understand what your energy is, you really stop. You just learn to love and accept and embrace who you are. And really, that's what it's all about, self-love and self-acceptance. Once you understand that you are not good at this, or you're very good at this, or you would have a tendency to, let's say, not be disciplined, maybe be a little bit of an airhead because you're so creative. That's the way threes are. They're so creative that they have a hard time disciplining themselves. And I've done charts for threes that have really beat themselves up thinking, wow, you know, I really can't seem to get anything done. And they have so much three energy in their chart that it would be difficult for them. And identifying this for them, making them aware of it, telling them it's okay, you know, having a creative mind has its price to pay, and that helps them to embrace the fact that they're very creative, but at the same time understand that they really have to rein themselves in from time to time to get things accomplished. And in that sense, you know, that there's an awakening, there's an acceptance, there's self-love. It's learning to embrace who you are and what your energy really is. There is validations in a numerology chart. You know, most of my clients are probably in their late 40s, early 50s that come to me for numerology readings. And the one thing that I can do is validate early events in their lives. When you look at the early pentacles, and we explain to them that that's why their life went in that fashion. You know, I've had some clients that had a great deal of sadness that perhaps during one pinnacle they didn't achieve what they thought they should have. But when you're reading their chart and you're looking at the energy of the pinnacle, there really wasn't the opportunity for them to do what they thought they should have done. And by knowing this, by understanding that that wasn't what that time in their life was about, you know, it helps them to accept themselves more and perhaps, you know, not be so hard on themselves. There is a lot of validation and past flow of energy in your life and how it created experiences for you and how your life actually ran earlier on. And in the same vein of thinking, there's a lot of validation for your future coming up. You know, if everything can be shown from the past, certainly it holds your future. So you know that if it's that accurate, talking about early on in life, you know that the numbers are going to be equally accurate looking at the future. Now, I think some of the most gratifying numerology charts that I've done has been for people that were totally unaware of their psychic ability, their spiritual connection, the very psychic numbers that were in their chart. And, you know, I can recall many, many of reading where, you know, I'm trying to as delicately as possible explain to them that they had psychic ability and to explain to them perhaps what clairaudience, clairsentience, clairvoyance is and how one might experience that in their life. And there's been just a big sigh of relief because some people have literally thought that they were crazy because they had perhaps seen things that they couldn't explain or heard things or had certain experiences in their life that just were unbelievable. And they just literally, you know, thought that they had a screw loose. And it was just a big, it was gratifying for me to be able to give them the reason that they definitely had very psychic numbers in their chart. They definitely had these abilities. And they definitely, these experiences were part of having that energy. Okay. I'm going to, once again, for those of you that are listening, I want to give you the number for call-ins, for readings. That number is 1-877-876-5227. 1-877-876-5227 if you'd like me to do a little bit of your numerology, or even if you have a numerology question, feel free to call. And in the meantime, you know, I'm perfectly content carrying on and talking about all the things that I have to talk about numerology. Okay. We're talking about the benefits of having your numerology done. I mentioned earlier about how beneficial it is to know what energy you're currently being influenced by and how to make the best use out of it. I recently had someone that was in a four pentacle that was considering an investment that was a little bit on the risky side.
I have a question.
Sure.
All right. You know, since you're new on the show and I love your show and there's not many people that know about numbers like you do, I thought it would be nice. My favorite number is 8. Always has been. Since I was born, I think. It's that number drew me. It always did. Black was my favorite color. 8 was my favorite number. And that changed. I still love black for some reason, but I love greens and blues. But 8's always remained. And my birthday, 12/18/68.
Okay, let's see what you are.
My brother likes 3, kind of half the 8.
12/18/1968, you said? Yes?
Correct.
Okay. Your brother likes 3.
He does.
Yeah? No. Let's see. 8 is the money number, or more or less, it's power and mastery. It really means, power and mastery can be over yourself.
Correct.
Power and mastery also over your life. It generally is a very fine balance between the spiritual and the material. Very fine line to walk when you're talking about the 8. It's also a number of instant karma. What goes around comes around.
Interesting.
Reaping
yes.
What you sow always. This is the 8. But you are a 9 life path, 18 birthday. So, and 9 is another one of those numbers that's all or nothing. It's all about humanity, compassion for humanity.
You got it. It's all or nothing.
Wanting to do something to make the world a better place, and I can't think of anyone who's making better use out of that number than you.
Well, thank you.
And, you know, having us the birthday number, that's really interesting with you. that you not only came in with the nine life path, but you also brought all the energy of the nine. It's kind of like you packed two of everything. You know, you brought the extra nine energy to help you. Help you achieve the things that you came to achieve. Very interesting.
I'm amazed because one of the best psychics that I know that I'm very, very fond of, and has said a similar thing, that that I'm in something about nine-dimensional energy.
Mm-hmm.
And gave me a reading on it. So it's interesting that you say that in the numbers. That's
well, yeah. It's also in your pinnacles. Even the ones that you're in, you're in double nine pinnacles, and you will be in nine pinnacle world basically for the rest of your life. And anything you do that selfless service of others, anything you do to make the world a better place, to serve humanity, is going to be really, really good for you. And it really should flow easily
does.
For you.
It does.
So you've got nines all over the ballpark, and you're doing that very work. And so nine is a very protected life path. There's protection that's all around you as long as you're using that energy positively.
Yes.
And you can really achieve great things when you are nine. You're doing that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very sensitive this year, too. You're in a two-year. Just thought I'd let you know.
You're correct.
So I don't know if you're more intuitive or psychic or just, you know, and maybe working in partnerships as well.
Come in. I'm going through so many triggers, you know. I've been through an awakening process.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's more. I mean, the triggers are, like, unlimited. And I think a lot of it, of course, is each of us has our own awakening schedule.
Oh, yeah.
And these triggers are put in place.
Absolutely.
And when you start hitting them, sometimes you just, they're like dominoes. And so this whole wonderful unfolding process that all of us have access to, not all of us are aware of yet, but all of us have access to it. And all it is just that little click in our head that says, I'm just outside of it. I can be love. I don't need to be anything else.
Right.
And at that stage, you know, that it just opens. You know?
Right.
And it really does. It becomes a service to other at such a level that you realize that there's really nothing else or no other way that it just nothing else makes sense.
Well, yes. Yeah. But of all the energies, the nine can totally comprehend unconditional love. It's giving without even needing recognition. It's just giving for the sake of selfless service and unconditional love. That's what you're all about.
You know, I love you, and that's why I love your show. I mean, I love the way, you know, I've been listening, and I apologize to your audience for jumping on here, but I really wanted to talk with Allison because this is the first opportunity we've had to have a professional numerologist here, basically, that knows her craft. And it's rewarding.
Well, my energy is definitely wanting to help people to truly understand, you know, just how wonderful they are and just what they can achieve, and to help them understand events in their life. I mean, to me, it's a way of giving love by sharing what I know. And
yes.
Keeping it all myself just drives me crazy, so I might as well give it away, right?
Exactly.
Help this information in your head. You've got to use it. So.
Exactly.
Exactly. I really would love to do your chart all the way sometime, anytime.
Oh, you know that's not necessary. You know why?
Why? You're good.
No.
I know you're good.
No. No. The only reason it's not necessary is because it's, for me, it isn't. I know my path. I love what I do. My joy is extreme. I'm so happy and at bliss. I don't care whether I'm working like a mad dog, which I do, but I love it. And so readings for me,
unnecessary. I'm the same way, so that's okay. I totally understand. I totally understand.
Yeah, I know exactly what I'm about, what I believe my timeline, what needs to occur, how these things hopefully will come together. And I just let spirit do it.
Well, yeah.
Kind of watch and happily perform as requested.
Well, you do have a huge quantity of intuition and guidance, and you very much are connected to that spiritual, because, you know, some of the, I worked with a lot of very prominent channelers, angel people on the Sea Angels cruise, and I had access to everyone's information, numerology, because, you know, I was doing charts.
Sure.
And a lot of them are nine life paths. Even James von Prague himself is a nine life path. I mean, you
sure
would be surprised at how many professional psychics and mediums and channelers are nines. You absolutely have that energy of a knowing. I know what I'm here for and what I'm here to do, and you very much are guided.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, I begin to understand my past lives and the images and the feelings, and reading energies and seeing auras and communication.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think everybody's opening up to that. You know, it's nothing special anymore. I'll leave it at that. You know, I've never considered myself anything but just, I just love being here. Isn't it? You know, when you can actually sit back and enjoy what you're doing and love the people that
that's
you're working
blessing
with, like you, and knowing that people like you are bringing such beautiful energy to this network, you can just feel the strength of that vibration. It becomes a very beautiful relationship, and it's sometimes overwhelming for me sitting here because it's so beautiful.
Well, that's really...
I love having you here with us, Allison.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm just delighted to be here. Excited, delighted, and I hope I make a difference. And
I know you are, and I'm going to get off, so in case one person or somebody else wants to call you, I'd encourage it.
Okay.
And the number, of course, everybody, you know it, is 877-876-5227. And thank you for allowing me on your program.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know. Do I have to say anything else after that? I'm just sitting here smiling, and I think we both feel the same way. You know, when I have all this knowledge about the numerology, but I just want to share it with everyone. I want everyone to be joyful about their energy and be joyful about who they are and what they're capable of doing. I mean, that's why I do what I do. And it's nice to see somebody else share that same feeling. Now, I'm totally lost as to where I was, but that's okay. That's part of my energy to be lost. So let's maybe talk a little bit about maybe an example of a life path that absolutely amazed me. You know, I mentioned before earlier on one of the earlier shows that I love biographies, and I studied them quite a bit as a child, and that's actually how I found my first numerology book, was at the libraries researching biographies. And I was recently, or not so recently, studying the biography of Martin Luther King, and of course, you know, comparing it to his numerology chart. And here we have a man who came in as a leader. His life path was a one, and he was meant to be a leader. And his expression, what he came to do, was to deliver a message to humanity. That was his purpose. And as I was examining the many, many numbers in his chart, it came down to a certain time of his life where his essences were telling me that he was having quite a difficult time. And during this time, if you research it according to his biography, this was the time of the severe race riots, the tension. It was a time in his life where his house was bombed, he was attacked and stabbed, he was placed in jail. And I'm sure the number of this particular time in his essences was called the 16-7. It's actually called the Dark Night of the Soul. It's actually meant to transform you and take you to another place, a better place than you were before. It's a transformation. And sometimes during the Dark Night of the Soul, it may seem as though God isn't listening, but actually he is listening. He's redirecting you. And all these things were taking place during these consecutive 16-7s in Martin Luther King's chart. And comparing it to the biography, you could see these events in his life. And it became very obvious to me where he was being taken, because the year that these essences ended was the year that Martin Luther King wrote the I Have a Dream speech, the speech that inspired a nation. And it was the year after that he won the Nobel Peace Prize. And when I was sitting there and I was reflecting upon his chart, I was just so humbled by this event in his life that was written in his chart. because in order to find...
We have one more caller.
Okay, let me just finish this thought. In order to find the words to inspire the nation, truly Martin Luther King had to go to that deep place in his soul. And just for what it's worth, that's one of the amazing things that I love about numerology is discovering something like that. Okay, caller, I'm done talking. Who is this?
This is Jenna from the Middle East.
Okay. Can you give me your date of birth, please? By month, day, and year?
That is 20th February 1971.
Okay, so February 20th, 1971?
Yes.
Okay.
20, you know, so that you're not...
you were born on the 20th day? Yes.
20th day of February, 1971.
1971. Okay, I've got it. Okay, just give me a second. Okay. All righty. Well, first off, you know, that birthday number is telling me that whenever there's a zero in the day that you were born or any number in your numerology chart, it's an indication of very intensified energy. So having a 20 birthday is saying that you're a very sensitive individual, very aware of other people's feelings and your surroundings, very sensitive about other people, very supportive, that you are very much a diplomat, very peaceful sort of a person. Your life path is somewhat karmic in my calculation, in the sense that perhaps early on in life there might have been a little bit of difficulty in understanding, trying to find direction, or maybe being a little scattered with your energy. But you're definitely going to a place of being a very methodical, very honest, very hardworking, very organized individual, very good with management, very good with completing tasks, very high ethics. You have a very good sense of right and wrong, honesty. This is a very grown-up sort of energy here as far as the type of individual that you can rely on, that you can trust, that is responsible, that gets the job done. Does this make sense to you? Caller? I'm not so sure. Caller, are you still there? Well, I'm not so sure if he's there or not, but it certainly is time for me to say goodbye because my time is up. So thank you so much for joining me on Visible by Numbers. I'll be back next week on Monday, same time. Have a great week.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.